everybody.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, we are back.
I'm so excited.
Like, super excited.
For today's show.
Me too.
This is episode 6 of the Potluck Dinner Podcast.
Yes, and we are your hosts. I am Dee Dee.
And I'm Arielle.
Yes, and we are the hosts of Potluck Dinner.
And today we have a very special guest.
Oh my gosh, like, so exciting.
It's like Santa FedExed us something early.
Yes, Christmas in October.
Christmas in October, yes. We have a very special guest today.
Yeah, and it is...
Mary Cherry.
Yay!
Hi, what's up? So, where's the food? Was that cookie?
The cookie was your food.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Was I supposed to break food?
I knew I should have went and got that veggie plate.
Well, I heard potluck.
It's the wrong kind of potluck. But we did bring some type of greens.
Grains or greens?
Greens.
Oh, I'm down. Oh, that's right. I was like, oh, you got pasta?
Mary Cherry really wanted a buffet.
Yes, a smorgasbord.
A real potluck dinner.
No, no, no. Unfortunately, that's not what we're serving up there.
No, no, no.
Yes.
We're serving up laughs, chats,
oh, potluck.
Yes.
Yes.
You get it now?
Mary Cherry had an aha moment.
Ooh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah.
That's one of, like, the most, like, great feelings.
An aha moment?
An aha moment. Like, yes. Fuck it. I got it.
Wow. No, for sure.
Yes.
Were you gagging yourself?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gag on yourself.
Yes.
Gag.
Yeah. I love it.
So, Mary Cherry, thank you so much for joining
us. Yes, thank you for coming to our show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Super, super excited.
Mary Cherry is a performer.
Yes. I guess I'll just get
drag performer.
Yes, drag
in Brooklyn.
Ooh, Brooklyn.
Being cute. Representing.
And why?
But also keeping it Cali, because I'm from California as well.
Yeah, where are you from in California?
I'm from Berkeley.
From Berkeley.
Yeah.
Berkeley.
That's where UCLA is, right?
What?
UCLA.
I don't know.
Is one of those schools there?
One of them.
Oh, in California, yeah.
Yes.
Not Berkeley. I was like...
and Berkeley, too.
Oh, I thought UCLA was in Berkeley.
We don't know how California works. We're like, is LA there?
Is Berkeley like a town in LA?
Is that San Diego? Yeah. Is that where they make wine? There's only 3 stops.
Yes! Is that where they make wine?
Right.
There's only 3 stops in California for us.
I love that.
We're sorry. Oh, that's and that's cute. Where the Raiders are.
Right.
Yeah, the Raiders are there. Yes. Right. And the Niners.
And Full House.
Full House. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what California looks like.
California is.
So, that's great, actually.
And oranges. Perfect. However, I got to fight y'all on the oranges because Florida is the orange state. So, I don't know. I saw a Cali tag that said orange state and I was like, how dare you?
Ooh.
Well, why? Because you're from where?
I'm from Florida. I'm from Miami.
Oh, is that? Oh.
And so we've got orange groves too. So we battled for the orange state. And I saw that on a Cali plate. And I was like, what?
That's crazy.
I also saw on a Cali plate the Sunshine State. I was like, what?
Oh, definitely.
Wait a minute. We're the Sunshine State.
No. Dang. This is like a battle for the...
Yeah.
The coast.
The citrus. Like, and
citrus.
The...
Yeah.
Citrus.
Citrus and stuff. But y'all got us because y'all got wine.
Battle you for the wine? Groves.
Y'all got wine. That got real wine. In Miami, we have avocado wine, strawberry wine.
Avocado wine.
Oh, yes.
You can make wine out of avocado.
I don't know about avocado, but strawberry is really good.
Yeah. Avocado wine is different.
I'm sure it's
different good. That was my concern.
Yeah. It's not bad, but it's very lemony.
Interesting, because they put lemon in it.
I don't know how it's citrusy, but they ferment avocado wine.
It's fermented.
Yeah, or so they ferment avocados and that's how they make the wine, because we don't have groves. We can't grow grapes in Florida. So y'all got us there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to go to a wine tour. Not like the one that the black lady went on.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that was all over the place. It
made me so mad. I literally went down to their first their first photo they ever posted, the website of the company that had that happen. I went down to their last photo up until their first photo and posted the article of what
they did.
What they did. It took me like an hour and a half, but I was like, nope.
Ooh.
Like, look this bitch.
You are the queen of petty. Yeah.
I was like, fuck you. Okay, it made me so mad. Because, like, those women could have been, like, my aunts, my mother, right. my grandmother. So I see, like, women who, like, are a part of my life. So,
right.
yeah, that, if that happened to, like, someone I knew, it would make me even more crazy.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'll hang out. I hung my entire body out of a car window that my grandmother was driving because someone honked at her. And I was like, you don't. Hunk at my grandma. It made me so mad. Like I used to have a lot of anger issues. I'm good now, though. But yeah, no, it made me so mad. But, yeah.
Wow.
Ma'am.
That's what you gotta do for your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you stand up for what's right.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
You gotta be petty, you gotta be petty. So we're going through all the... That was dedicated petty, though. Yeah. You did it for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dedicated. Yeah.
It didn't take that long. I didn't think it took that long. Right. I was still watching Hulu.
Of course.
And,
well, I mean, you were done, you were like, oh, wow. Like, wow, that was really nothing.
Yeah. Probably smoked some weed, smoked a cigarette in between.
Yes.
Made like a butter sandwich.
Butter sandwich.
It's just toast and butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got excited.
Yeah. Right.
You did.
We were legit excited.
Shoot, you say butter and all you say is butter and bread. And like, that's at least two ingredients I know I have. You know what I'm saying? So. If I don't have to buy much extra, I already won half the battle. Yeah. You know?
All you gotta do now is just take butter
like so.
I love that.
Woo! All right.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna slap some pumpkin butter in the middle.
Ooh, okay.
It's tis the season.
Oh, actually, you can get down.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Did you say sugar? Brown sugar.
Yes, brown sugar.
Listen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all of it.
Good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Snacks. Snacks.
Sounds like a unicorn meal.
One of my favorite words.
Snacks?
Not just because of what snacks are. I just like to say it. Snacks. Snacks. You start in the front, it goes in the back, and it comes back front.
Oh, snacks. That shit was electric boogaloo.
Yes. Whoa. I love when words do that. Like, it was a full mouth word.
Oh, for sure.
Snacks.
Cause you don't
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
You don't use your mouth that much.
Right. So you gotta start with your tongue, and then snacks is very glottal, and then it comes back.
It's the gag reflex.
Oops.
Of words.
Now. Yes.
Definitely working the jaw out for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't want to get tired.
Got okay. things to do later.
Okay. Just kidding. Bitch is busy.
Girl,
so,
stressed.
Mary Cherry, so, like, you said that you do drag. When did you first start doing drag?
I started doing drag, 9 years ago.
Okay.
And I would go in San Francisco. I worked for a theater company. I got dressed up for the holiday party. And I looked a hot mess. I stole the shoes from my grandmother for the night. And I actually used her wig as well. She didn't know I used her wig. And then I found some dress off of, like, someplace for big girls. So the dress was just, like, a tent, I would say, actually. And one type of foundation. Like, it was a hot mess. But that started me getting interested in drag. I started going to girl parties, lesbian parties, because in San Francisco I was only friends.
Oh my god!
Wait, okay. We have to stop you.
We have to stop you. This is so fucking crazy. So apparently we look like two lesbians.
I wouldn't say that, but I could see it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the story. We go to this place called 420 Blackbirds because we got a pie. And
yes.
They had the good old Pasha.
Good old Pasha. So we get in there, and I mean, we were dressed. We were dressed up really nice. We had on our leather jackets, you know, and our boots and whatever.
Yeah.
So we go in there and start to order, and the lady's like, the service, the cashier lady, she's like, wow, you guys look really nice. Where are you guys headed? And we both look at each other. We're like, oh, we were just coming to the pie shop.
Yeah. Like, that's it.
You know, we just got dressed up, whatever, it's a Saturday, whatever. And then she's like, are you guys like going to a party later? And we're like, no, we just came for some pie. And then she's like, well, I'm going to a party. Cool. And she's like, it's an all girls party.
Oh, cute.
Girl party tonight. Do you want to come with me to this girl party?
Yeah.
And Ari and I are just like, lady, could you just give us our fucking pie? Because
like, listen, once you slap that pie down, this was a sweet potato with apple crumble pie.
Okay. Yes.
Never heard of it before. Yeah. My mouth was like salivating. I don't want to talk about them damn girls.
I
like
give you girl party.
My pie.
So now, mind you, at this point in time, we had not realized what we were being invited to. So then I said that I was like, to a lesbian party. And it's like Ari was like thinking the same thing, and she was like, girl, I was just about to. So this was the first I had ever heard of a girls party.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
But she was like, are you guys going to a girls party? We were like, no, we're not going in. We came here for some fucking pies.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Put the pies on the plate and hand them something so I can eat. Anyway, right? So back to your story. So you started going to girl parties. I'm so happy I was able to do that because I was high and I was keeping that thought for us not to forget what we were talking about. I tried really hard and it worked, so I'm happy. Girls party. You were
girls party. Mm-hmm. Yes. And pie is very important. I just want to add that.
It's very important.
It should be added to one of the food groups.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be great.
It should be a food group.
Some girl parties, I just go to lesbian bars and also house parties with all my girls and just dress up once in a while. It was nothing, I didn't perform or anything. Actually, the first time I ever even performed, well, I would perform like on the dance floor, dance a little bit, lip sync, but there were no lights on me. Mm-hmm. People would look at me, but it wasn't like I was commanding the entire,
Well, you were, but
A good amount.
Yeah.
No, but when I moved to New York, I didn't do it at all. But then I would talk about my drag in California and the bartenders at Metropolitan Bar. Shout out to Metro, 559 Lorimer Street.
All right.
Brooklyn. the bartenders at Metro were like, you know, you should bring your drag character out here. Like, just try it out. I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's not really what I'm, like, looking to do anymore. I was working for a 9-to-5. Maybe I shouldn't say the names, but whatever.
You can bleep it out.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But no, fuck those bitches. Still bleep it out, though. okay. All right. But, yeah, so I one day decided to kind of introduce a little type of drag, but it was hot mess. It was just a wig, and I put on lipstick during coat check at Metro is when I decided to
do it.
And I was the first coat check girl there, and I was like, why not be fun with it, you know? So I would dress up, be cute. I met a lot of people. I met a lot of people that I'm still friends with, that are still part of my life. And it kind of grew into this thing where I was like, I have something with how I can play around with my look. And also, I started learning that the power I had, power that I had, where it was my strength, you know? And I feel everyone has that one strength, or maybe even a few. But I realized that I can really connect with people and make people have a good time, regardless of what that may be. If it was just like a kiki smoking pot in an apartment, then or at a fucking club, going crazy, dancing on the dance floor with people. You know, I knew I had a commanding personality. A commanding?
Yeah.
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 And I asked if I could do a party at Metropolitan. And they were like, yeah, we don't really do that here, you know. And at that point in time, Brooklyn had become a more DJ based. There were a few shows here and there. There were people that were definitely doing things at that point in time in Brooklyn. And I would never want to take that away from them, without a doubt. But it was just kind of a very chill scene. Mm-hmm. And I started Dragnet, which is every third Thursday at Metropolitan. We're going on our fourth year in April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was a drag competition. So I got every little lady boy or boy that had ever told me at some point that they would want to do drag to come and be a part of the party. And it introduced a lot, fast forward to now, it's introduced a lot of drag queens in the community that are still there now. Some of them do not work there anymore, but Metropolitan was like a huge fixture in shaping my life. And now, or as things progressed, I felt like I was getting more and more attention from people, from like press and whatnot. Things just kind of grew and expanded, and it's the first time I've ever felt like I was doing something that I was supposed to do.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Did you ever think that it would have turned into that?
No, I was so content with my 9-to-5. I planned it all out in my head, that I would live. Yeah, I would eventually get an apartment in Manhattan after already living in Brooklyn. But I'm like, I'll get out of here and get to
the big scene.
Yeah, exactly. You know, going to my 9-to-5 job, working for a good organization, you know, and finding someone that basically wanted to live the same type of life, you know, going out to little bars once in a while. Being part of other organizations, like that life, you know, because that's what I was exposed to in New York, actually, and, well, where I'm from, actually, that's what you did. But then I just start meeting all these awesome people, and I'm like, this is an amazing unicorn, bubbly popcorn world that, is weird, insane, so crazy. But I'm like, at this point, I can do anything else. Everything I've ever tried to do in my life has always failed in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs that I was like, this is going to be the job for me, I'm going to work hard, somehow I was failed by the people that worked there, or I failed myself, you know? And drag has completely changed my life. And I would never, like, I'm definitely not looking back, that's for sure.
Good. That's great.
Yeah. That is really great to hear.
I love that. I super duper love that. So, who was the inspiration for, well, tell us about Mary Cherry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we know Mary Cherry.
We know Mary Cherry.
The TV show, Mary Cherry.
Yeah.
Mary Cherry.
Oh, my God.
From Popular.
It's not from her, just so you know. But when I heard the name, I did think of her, but I was like,
forget
move her. Over. But also, she's the best character of that show.
She was hilarious.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm like, I need to watch reruns of that show.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on Hulu.
I hope it's on Netflix, isn't it?
Oh, well, I can't.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Mm-mm. That's right. We did search for it.
It's not on Hulu either?
I don't know about Hulu. I didn't check Hulu.
Okay. Oh, you're a Netflixer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I do. Ooh,
is there a turf war?
Listen, I'm on everybody's turf. So.
But like, is there like, I'm a Netflix person.
Yeah.
No,
if there is, yeah. I'm wondering.
Let us know. There are people that Hulu and there are people that Netflix.
Oh, wow. Sure.
Yeah, What's the difference? Is it like, there's a glamour girl and a cosmopolitan girl?
I personally think that it's the same thing, but when I say that to a Netflix person, they're like, no, it's totally different. I'm like, well, actually, you're right, because the 2 hours after a show airs, I can go on Hulu and watch it. But then Netflix, they're talking about movies and whatnot, but I've seen all those movies that I wanted to see. And even the ones with the 3 stars, you're like, there's nothing more for me to watch. So let me watch this 3-star one. And you watch it for like 5 minutes, you're like, nope.
Right.
I don't do that.
Did you get 3 stars?
I never turn that shit off. I'm just like, let me stick it out. Like, if it's like a movie that I've heard of that everyone's like raving about, chances are I probably won't watch all the movies if I'm not into it. But if it's a movie that like it's totally independent, like I feel like there's a glimmer of hope that there's gonna be one good scene that is gonna be like really funny or something that I can recall.
Yeah.
I'll watch the whole thing. But those will be like one-star, two-star type situation.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you never know, because
you never know.
There's this one gay movie I would see the thumbnail for, and I'm like, that looks horrible because of the photo. I'm like, that's the worst movie ever. And for 2 years, I never watched it. And then I forget if I pushed the button or just went straight to it. It started, and I was like, okay, let me give it a chance. And I was like, oh, well, that was funny.
That was good.
And then, that bitch is crazy. That bitch is really crazy. Oh my god, I feel so sorry. Oh, this is good.
You was enjoying it.
Yeah.
You were enjoying it.
Yeah, and I was shocked. I was like, it actually probably was I don't remember the name, so don't ask me. But it was probably the best movie I saw on Netflix that wasn't like a main, high produced. Right. Yeah.
I saw one the other day called Walk of Shame, starring Elizabeth Banks, one of the girls from Pitch Perfect, if you've seen Pitch Perfect.
Elizabeth Banks.
She's blonde hair. My girl with blonde hair. And she's the announcer in Pitch Perfect.
Oh, she's the announcer.
Yeah, for the competitions.
Was she the hot girl from Hunger Games? Or is she Hunger Games?
No. Someone else. It's not really important. But
I'm still trying to figure out who that is.
Is it that hot girl
that I like? Because there is this one hot white actress that I have crush on. And I think her last name is Banks.
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, that's her.
She's in The Hunger Games?
Yeah, she played...
Is she?
Effie.
Oh. Okay.
Effie?
Yeah, she played Effie in The Hunger Games. And she was also in 40-Year-Old Virgin. She was the...
Effie girl. What? Who's which one is Effie?
There she goes.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. I would have never guessed.
Me neither. I'm sorry. She is in Hunger Games.
Okay. Yeah. And kudos to me for remembering, because I have a problem remembering celebrities' names. Like, I'll see them all the time, and I have no idea. So shout out to me for remembering her name. So I'm like, I love him, but I don't know his name.
Yeah.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, she started in Walk of Shame, and I never heard of the movie or anything like that, and it turned out to be really, really funny. Like, I laughed out loud almost throughout the whole entire thing, and I didn't think I would laugh once.
Oh, cool.
Like, I love those jokes.
Yeah.
You gotta love those.
So, but I love Hulu and I love Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Oh, good way to go back. You're good at that. I was like, why are you talking? Oh, because we were talking about it.
Yes.
That's right.
But, so, Mary Cherry, when we come to see you, you are hilarious.
Thank you.
You are red and delicious. And
we see Mary Cherry at Bingo.
Yes.
Yes, this and that bar every Thursday.
Yes.
Every Thursday from 7 to 10. I don't know the address.
either.
It's on North 6th Street.
They yes. You can North 6th Street. And Bedford. Barry. And Barry. Yeah. But
all right,
yes.
Now. Yeah. Look, we gave y'all cross streets.
Boom.
See you there.
Stop what else you need.
See you there.
Besides Google, just Google that shit.
Yeah.
Do your Googles.
Can I just say, I hate when people... you invite people out, and it's usually when you invite someone somewhere, they're like, where is it? And I'm like, oh, here's the name of the place. I said, what's the address?
Oh my God.
I'm like, what?
You have the information superhighway in your fucking pocket.
Yeah.
Take that motherfucker out.
Yes.
Slide and put in the goddamn password.
Seriously.
And Google it.
Imagine I didn't respond for a few hours because of whatever. Like, were you just not going to figure it out?
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Exactly. Sometimes I'm like, you do not receive a reply. Like,
right.
No.
Like, that is unreal.
Yeah. Unacceptable.
Get it together.
Yes, please get it together.
Come on, friends. Don't do this to us. But yeah. Yeah, we think you are amazing and so much fun. So,
thank you.
What was your inspiration for Mary Cherry? Who was your inspiration?
It's a mixture of things. My grandmother has a huge influence on who I am. The person she is and the person I wanted her to be is definitely a part of Mary Cherry. And then I was a kid of the 80s and the 90s. It was a tradition in my family to watch Shaka Zulu, so I love to get really crazy tribal looks, like, and I do that a lot. And then I love the doo-wop era, so I do a lot of doo-wop looks. I'm all over the place. I just love life and culture and
that's,
whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, and if I don't know something, I'll learn it. And, you know, what was it, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I was like, I don't know who, someone was talking about Keith Haring, and I was like, who? And they're like, what? And I was like, oh my God. Literally, the whole room stopped. And they were like,
what?
And I was like, I was like, damn, I fucked up on something. And but the thing is, like, I knew Jean-Michel Basquiat, but I didn't know Keith Haring, and which is weird to me. Because I love Jean-Michel, so I don't get how I didn't know about Keith Haring. And I recently just posted something where I put them together, actually, on Facebook, and like the top people think have been influential in New York queer art, fab nightlife.
Definitely.
And I put them together, like I did Slash, but those are the only people I actually put Slash on. And someone was like, oh, well, how can you do that? They're totally different people. But now that I've learned about Keith Haring, and I have very, not, I don't want to lie and say I'm very well educated on him. Okay. Because, like, I don't want you guys to ask me a question. I'm like,
when was his birthday?
Like, yes.
What was his favorite food? If you know about him so much.
You know something about him.
Yes. That is something someone would say, too.
Yeah. What was
his grandma name?
Right. What? These arbitrary ass questions, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Where did he live?
Yeah.
Do you know that he lived in... no, I didn't.
Okay,
bitch.
I don't know him.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I don't... Keith, who?
I thought I knew him, but...
I thought I did.
Yeah.
No, but I totally understand that, though. Like, there's, like, some stuff up here that people will say, and I'm just like, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And everybody will just be like, that, you know, that gap. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's jarring, that feeling, like, fuck, I'm supposed to know?
The worst part is, like, when everyone does that, but there's that one person who's just like, what do you mean you don't know about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay, we already came to that conclusion.
I don't know.
That I'm out the loop. Fucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, for sure.
It's harsh. I just don't like that feeling.
Yeah, for sure. But also, I'm like flipping my pretend hair. I'm like, hi, Aunt. I'll get on my phone later.
Okay, I'll Google it.
Yeah.
And all that to say that people should Google things.
Exactly.
Google it.
Yes, please Google it.
Do your Googles.
Do your Googles.
I get on that YouTube. I remember, do you guys know Your Makeup is Terrible by Alaska Thunderfuck? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I love Alaska. And I was like, girl, that's not Alaska's thing. It's Crystal LaBeija. She's amazing. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she is the woman who started Houses, the meaning of houses in New York. She started, or actually in America, she was the first house in that type of subculture.
Mm. Wow.
Because obviously they have fashion houses and that's where she got it from. And she was the mother of the House of LaBeija, the first house ever to exist.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that fact.
Me too. I love it.
It's great. It's watch the YouTube. Crystal LaBeija, and it's a 5-minute video, and she doesn't win a competition, she goes off on the woman who did.
Ooh.
And you see the woman who won in the corner, like all shriveled up and nervous. And Crystal LaBeija says, look at her! Look at her! Her makeup is terrible! Ooh. And then her sisters are like, yeah, fuck this bitch. And then Crystal's like, no, it's not her fault. It's not her fault. She's young. She's beautiful. But her makeup does not look good like mine. And I'm like, yes, go off, bitch. She is like, but also like, oh, you're being really mean to this girl. But also, let the bitches know that Crystal looked sickening. And that girl, I don't even think had eyelashes on. And she won? Like, come on now.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was the first, one of the first competitions ever to exist in New York. Mother Flawless Sabrina started it. It's a movie called Queen. It's on YouTube. So check that out as well. But Mother Flawless would have these competitions and people would come all from all over the United States and England to be a part of the shows. But you had to do it in secret because this is like during the like 50s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's where it happened. But Crystal LaBeija is major. Mother Flawless Sabrina, another major
Mother
person.
Flawless.
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
And she named Dragnet, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, which is a really interesting. I was going to call Dragnet Miss Mister or something like that.
Miss Mister?
Like, I don't know. I didn't, like, or Miss Mister, or so I don't know what I was going to do, but then now there's parties that are called that, which is really interesting.
That is interesting.
Remember the band Mister Mister?
No.
Y'all remember that band?
No.
Mister Mister.
What song did they sing?
I think they sang that song like da na 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 da na na da na 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 na.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah. Was that their name?
I think it was them. They were Mr. Something.
Well, you really got the song?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I did get it. No, I did get the song. Okay.
I was like, girl, I don't.
I knew it. We're like here, though.
Oh, okay. Cute. That's cute.
Yeah, we walk in each other's brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that your dog is just completely just dead in your arm.
She is. Like, she had been walking like back and forth, like, please, I just want to lie down. She loves to cuddle.
Oh, okay.
And she loves to be in the mix.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cute.
So, yeah.
Yeah, my dog was just like that. She's bigger, but no. She didn't like being held for too long.
Oh, this one is the biggest baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in heaven.
So your grandma was an inspiration.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
no, that's okay. Fine.
That's what happened.
You're just remembering everything.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
My grandmother. Sativa is on point.
Yeah. It's for you. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, on tonight's menu is Super
do we
Blue
smoke
Dream.
In here?
You can smoke in here.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
You are a guest.
Yes.
Do it.
So my grandmother, just so many there's just so much inspiration around. Yeah.
Did you have any like other drag queens that you looked up to?
RuPaul is, and I hate, well, I don't hate saying RuPaul, but the fact that RuPaul is such a thing, I feel like it's not.
You feel like it's cliche?
Yes, it's definitely cliche. Mm-hmm. But for me, RuPaul was my first introduction to being a drag queen, of what a drag queen looked like. And she's what my one of my closest friend and I say is she has, she's on a different level, and that level she's on mentally is a level that I feel that I'm also on. She sees people. Right. There are people that just like have that spark, you know, and usually we can befriend one another, but sometimes I think that people are afraid of it and intimidated by it, so they keep their distance as well.
Inspirations.
RuPaul.
Yeah, that's right.
Cliche.
RuPaul, I just, she's amazing. I respect what she does, and she's smart. She's so smart. What she does, it may not all work out. You know, the shoe line didn't work out. The candy bar, I don't know how that's doing, but
she has a candy bar?
She had a candy bar, and proceeds, some of the proceeds went to a nonprofit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But regardless, the fact that she keeps trying and she is an entrepreneur, and I admire that.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's not, you don't like her because she's supposed to be liked. You actually like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how some people are like a fan of a team because that team is just winning, but you were really like a fan because you're from there, and it's like something that was ingrained in you to be
day one.
Yeah.
Day one.
Day one.
You were day one.
Who's day one?
That means you've been their fan since day one.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Day one. Mm-hmm. I was like, who's day one?
Passing the yellow light. Pass the yellow light. There you go. Mm-hmm. Or you could do that. Boom.
Yeah, but I'll take that yellow lighter just to get it. I know, that's cute.
Right. It is cute.
It is so cute. I've not seen a lighter like this.
It's adorable. Yeah. Mary Carey is admiring herself in my outfit of the day mirror.
Yes. It is cute too, girl.
I totally want a mirror like that. Like, I need a mirror like that.
Yeah. You can go to IKEA.
Well, that is extremely large. I don't think that would fit in my room.
That's what she said. You have an ashtray?
Yeah, the Altoid tin.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Cute. But yeah, any more questions?
Oh yeah.
Come on now.
Oh yeah.
We know that you said that your grandma's your inspiration, and that from coming to I Fluff Bingo, which we will talk about later on.
Yes.
You told us that she raised you.
Mm-hmm.
So does she know that you do drag, and how did she feel about it when you first told her about it?
She does. No, I do drag. When I first told her, she changed the subject real quick.
Ooh.
And she's really good at that. Well, actually, she's horrible at it. Because she'll literally do what they do on TV and start talking about the weather.
Like, oh, Granny! No, Grandma! Like,
you know, yeah. So, that was my first experience. But then I came home and brought some drag because I was going to perform at do some shows in San Francisco. And I got ready in the bathroom, and she saw me getting ready, going back and forth, getting stuff I needed or whatever. And she's like really weirded out. She's like, oh, you going to go out like that? I was like, yeah, I have to. This is like what I'm doing. She's like, all right. And let me go on my way. And then I remember the next night I had a gig, and I did a totally different look. I did a very tribal, dark look. I did the Lion King.
Oh, wow.
Where I gave birth to a white baby, but it had black face. And then I had two white men come and take my baby and then chain me up.
Ooh.
And then I broke into, after crying for like, I think I usually do it for like 25 to 30 seconds, I broke into Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child by Lena Horne. And that was my number. But just to let you know. Oh, nice. I just love that number a lot.
That sounds powerful.
Yeah, it's, I like it a lot. But I like it a lot.
That was a Kim Kardashian Project Runway critique.
Right. Oh my gosh, she was so terrible as a judge on Project Runway.
Well, I didn't see it.
Oh my gosh, she was on there like 2 seasons ago. And she's just like, I really like the color. Like, that's the only feedback that she could give. Like, I didn't like the color of this one. I just didn't really like it. But then you have Kerry Washington coming in, and she's like, you know, this is intelligent, and I can see your thought process and how interconnected. Like, she's giving real feedback. Yeah. Like, putting all these words together that don't make no motherfucking sense to me. But the people on the stage were like, oh, I understand. You get me. You know?
Kerry Washington?
Yes.
I love her.
Yes. But Kim Kardashian talking about, I don't like the color.
Yeah.
She's so vapid.
Yeah, she is. Ugh. I can't stand her, actually.
We can't stand her. I mean, she used to be cute. Like, she used to dress cute.
She still dresses cute. She's just, she's learning how to be pregnant, I think, and have fashion at the same time.
I haven't really seen her in her looks this time around.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen her either.
There was one where they put her in a brown jumpsuit that was tight to her body. And then, I kid you not, gave her tan pockets about this big. So basically on her stomach, but also kind of going down on her thigh a little bit as well.
That sounds really ugly.
On both sides.
Why?
And I think there was string here that matched. So she showed a little boob.
Oh my god, unreal.
And they ripped her apart.
Of course.
That's what they did. It's not idiot.
Yeah.
That is like the media's favorite thing to do. Like the Perez Hiltons all the time. Like if they can put like Kardashians in something bad, it's like amazing. Yeah.
People just like to hate. Haters can suck my D. I am so tired of haters. While you're busy hating, I'm doing shit. So I don't have time to, like, hate on you. I definitely will throw shade because I'm a drag queen and I will throw shade. But when it comes down to it, it's just us kikiing and whatnot.
Right.
It's
you're
all
right.
Good. Like, I'm living my life, girl. Do you the best way you can. But be smart about it. And if you get in the way of things progressing how I think they should progress in my life and it affects my life, then I'm going to be real and honest and upfront and professional. Because in the end of the day, what I do as a drag queen in the nightlife performer and promoter is I am trying to make money to survive.
Yeah.
So it's a business.
It's your livelihood.
Yeah. It's no joke. I gave up everything that I thought I wanted to do this.
Right.
So this is it. I'm 32. So I'm going balls to the walls.
That's right. Balls to the walls.
Balls
hey.
To the wall.
Hey. Hey.
So, your grandma saw you.
Yes, my grandmother saw me. Oh, yeah. Good job. Yeah. My grandmother saw me in the tribal look, and I actually fell down a hole walking to the gig.
Like a manhole?
Like a manhole.
Wow.
I'm like hitting the pipe, talking to my friends, and they're like, oh yeah. And then, who the?
I'm so sorry.
No.
How does that happen in real life?
It happened.
This is a movie.
This is a movie.
That was your movie.
My balls were like on the ground because my whole leg was in the hole.
Oh my God. Unreal.
And so my friends slowly pulled me out of the hole. And I was bleeding, like, all over.
Oh,
like,
no.
All
okay,
over.
It's not that
funny. I mean, no, it's still funny. It's so funny. It was funny.
Okay, good.
No,
okay.
It's still funny, for sure. No, oh, my God.
It's funny.
Oh, Like, after I cleaned up and everything, I laughed hysterically about it because I fell down a hole. And I also was like, I'm going to sue the city of San Francisco. I never made a phone call. But I'm like, I'm about to get paid. I didn't call nobody.
You had your own man for that second. Because your ass wasn't watching where you were going.
That's why now I watch where I'm going. I always continuously look up and down when I'm walking because you got to know what's in front of you.
In this city?
Yes, Charles.
Shoot.
I have a rule, maybe like an internal rule, where I would say maybe 2 to 3 blocks I turn around, maybe 2.5 blocks you turn around just to check too. Because you just got to be careful, I think. See something, say something.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
I think that's a good rule for walking.
Yes.
Yeah.
But my grandmother, I came home, and she washed my, after I performed. I performed after I fell. That was, like, really important to me. We just put paper towels around my whole entire leg and then put duct tape around it, and then I put a dress on. You could barely tell.
Oh, wow. Fine. Okay.
Wow, yeah. You thugged it.
Yeah.
You nigga rigged it. Yeah. You made it work, man. Yeah. You made it work.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I came home for, like, real help, and, you know, my grandmother washed it out with alcohol and stuff, and, but she saw my face, and I kind of remember seeing it click in her mind that, because I think she was scared that I was going to become trans, to be honest. Mm. Even though that's obviously not a fear that she should have. Not just because that's not who I am, but also it just shouldn't be a fear. But she started treating me a little different about it and would start asking. When I went back home, she would start, or came back to New York, she would say, like, oh, are you performing today or something like that.
Okay.
But she was calling me Mary Berry back then.
Mary Berry.
She didn't want to say the real name. I'm like, girl, you know my name. Like, where? She's like, well, I don't know. Like, I don't know this stuff. I'm
doing,
like,
grandma stuff.
Yeah.
Being a black grandma. Yeah.
And then the next year I came back, she was like, oh, well, you know, there's not a lot of light in the bathroom, how about you just get ready in my room? Because she has a huge vanity. And I was like, okay.
Grandma made a moment.
Yeah. So I got ready, and the entire time she's like, what's that? What did you put it on now? And I was like, oh, it's called highlight. It's to bring the face, certain parts of the face forward. It's like, I've never heard of that before. I was like, oh, it's just a little thing. And she's like, okay. I was like, oh, well, what do you do? Are those lashes? Oh, okay. So she was asking questions and whatnot. I was like, oh, I love my granny so much.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. If he could help me drive me to the BART so I could go perform in San Francisco. And he was like, oh, well, I don't really think that would look right with you and me. And I was like, okay. But his wife took me. They're Jehovah's Witnesses, so I get it. But they've turned around a lot. His wife has always been great, but my cousin's been slow, but he's my cousin, so.
I mean, it looks like you're opening people's eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Family can be the hardest to turn around.
Yeah.
That's very true.
So, kudos to you and kudos to them.
So, you know, since this is the potluck dinner,
mm-hmm.
We'll talk about smoking weed.
Yes.
Do you remember the first time you smoked weed?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let me think. Okay, so I was in 7th grade. God, I'm really telling this story. Damn. Okay, I'll tell it. I don't care. So,
you know it's going to be a good one now. I'm excited.
It was like 3 boys were hanging out outside of school. I was going to walk home, and they're like, hey, Jason, that's my birth name, my, you know, boy name. They're like, Jason, you want to come hang out with us? We're going to go smoke weed. And I was like, oh, well, I guess so. I've never done that, but cool. So we go in this open field in Berkeley somewhere. We walk like 10 minutes away from our school. And we start smoking out of a pipe. I got so fucking high. Started giggling like no other. There'll never be another high like your first high. Ever. The boys and I are just like hanging out, being stupid. And then we realize that there's holes in the ground. Like, you know, not gerbil holes.
Like groundhog holes?
You know, little tiny little holes. and we decided to put our penises in them.
I did not think the story was going this way.
I just had to have a moment. Okay. We put our penises in them, and then people start taking their pants off, and then one guy ended up getting on top of me and putting his penis inside of me, and then the other guy did it to the other guy, and we were just kind of in this open field with homes all around us.
Oh my god! What in the
This is a movie.
It was so crazy. And so that happened, and then we all kind of were like, I still don't remember how we departed. Because, you know, that how do you depart from people? Like, see you later. But we walked a little bit. I think we smoked a little bit more, and we walked. I think that's why the awkward moment wasn't there, because we were still smoking while after we left the field. And then I remember we departed. I went home. I walked so slow home. It probably took me an hour to get home, even though I was probably only 12 blocks from my house.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
Yeah, okay. So I get home, and I'm like, I'm really high. I can't open it. Because like, my grandmother was always home. There was no, like, oh, my parents aren't going to be home for another hour. Like, if Granny wasn't home, Granny was like at a workout class, and her workout classes were during the day usually, so
right.
She was always home. So I knock on my cousin's. Was that her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was that?
Just clearing her throat.
Oh, mm-hmm. It sounded like someone saying something on the. Thought it was the dog. Sorry. So I knock on his window, and I'm like, Eddie, you have to help me. I'm really high. He just like laughs at me. He's my older cousin. So he opens the door and he tells me to go take a shower. I end up taking a shower with my clothes on. And he like, and I passed out too, actually. Like I just passed out and just fell asleep. And I wake up to his head being like, what is wrong with you? I was like, I don't really know. And I think my grandmother knew something was up because as I walk, you have to. To get to my room, you had to go, not through her room, but you had to walk past her room.
Mm-hmm.
And her room was, her dorm room door was always open.
She used to know everything.
Yeah.
Always there,
yeah.
Always open.
Yeah.
She knew everything.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Open up your eyes. Where you going?
Yeah, exactly. She was like, and her bedroom door is right at the entry of the house. So she was in.
She was in it.
She was
yeah.
in the mix.
Yeah.
She was
She's like
the
a
mix.
Guard.
She
yeah.
was the mix.
She was the guard dog always. So funny. She closed her door as we were walking by. So I think she was just like, I'm just going to let him just do, you know, she's like, I don't want to know about what's happening. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I just, my cousin put me in bed and I went to sleep. And I haven't looked back. I smoke on a regular basis now.
Okay. That is a great story.
Yeah.
Wow. Very eventful.
Yeah, for sure.
Very.
And P.S. So later I started having feelings for two of the guys. And I told people because it happened. So I wasn't lying. It happened. I was like, yeah, we fucked holes and like fucked one another. And then. Both of them were like, oh, that's not true, that never happened. I'm like, yeah, it did. Like, it happened. Why do I need to lie about this?
Right.
Like, you know? And
that's a real made up ass story.
Yeah.
Made
yeah,
up.
Exactly. Why would you make that up?
Yeah, exactly. And then what happened? They we ended up being arch enemies for until high school. And we would get in fights periodically throughout those six years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a very long time.
Going through something like that.
Yeah. It was because they couldn't get over the fact that that happened and or that I even said anything, but I don't know. I like to talk. Yeah. You know, I just like to talk.
Okay.
People are like, you gossip. I'm like, no, girl, if people want to talk, I'm just here to listen. Okay. Okay. And if I hear some stuff, you know, just having a conversation.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm a grandmother, basically.
Yeah. What's your grandma's name?
Ruthie Mae Daniels.
Grandma Ruthie.
Yeah. But we call her Ruth now, but I always call her Ruthie because when I found out, when I saw her birth certificate, I'm like, Ruthie? And I'm like, May? But she dropped the Ruthie. But yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
want
to ask
any other questions? Yeah. I'm totally not prepared.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, so you've been performing for about 9 years, you said?
Yeah. Well, I've been performing for about 4 because I wasn't really performing in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just like having fun, dressing up in drag, being stupid, you know. It became something serious in New York.
Got it. So what has performing taught you?
It's made me more comfortable with my body, actually. I used to, you know, go in pools and be the one with their shirt on, you know. I just was very, because I'm a big person. I'm tall and I'm very voluptuous as well. Hello, okay. But when I started doing drag, I started becoming more and more comfortable with myself and, you know, you're changing in dressing rooms with other people and they're getting naked as well. So that also was a factor, I would say. But just being on stage and knowing, really starting to hone into my strengths as well, with what which is what we talked about earlier. I felt as if, I remember the moment I was performing to Motivation by Kelly Rowland. And I had this whole choreographed piece prepared, and in the middle of the piece, I took off a piece of clothing, and I took another piece off, and then I was in my Spanx and bra, and then I took my Spanx off.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then I took my bra off, and I was just there hanging and still performing on stage. Song's still going. The crowd was going insane. And I was feeling my fucking oats.
Okay.
And afterwards, I kind of now, I never looked back again. And I get naked, not all the time, you know, but I don't, it's not like something that could not happen.
Right.
It's not a thing for you, or it's like a thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so comfortable with myself. I just did a photo shoot where I was completely naked and I just had shells covering my penis and one of my nipples.
Just one?
Just one, because I had long, very Brigitte Bardot braided hair that was blonde. Mm-hmm. And we did the photo shoot on the beach, and I was on this big rock. And the waves were coming in, and I'm just like sitting there, like, you know,
yeah,
like the Venus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, yes. So back to the weed.
Yeah.
Do you ever smoke when you prepare for a show, or before you prepare for a show, like in your routine?
It's not like I plan it to happen, but if someone's like, "Yo, we're going outside," I'm like, "Hey." You know,
love it.
But when it happens, I have to say that some of my best performances have been when I'm stoned as fuck, because you get in that mood and you're really you almost are in the video, music video. Like, this is my song.
Yeah.
I am singing it.
I'm in the video.
Okay, I'm in the video. Yes. I am on the album cover.
Yes.
My thumbnail is on the iTunes store. Okay, like, okay.
Yes.
And you're just like, because I did Red Light Special. I smoked some crazy weed literally 10 minutes before I performed. And when I was performing Red Light Special, I'm like, girl, I'm fucking right eyed, you know, like I'm like in the band.
Yes,
right eyed is a good song too. Like, with just to feel yourself in general.
Yeah, for sure.
At any time, so I can imagine.
Yeah. Oh my god, I love it.
Baby, it's yours.
Oh, yours.
You want it tonight.
I'll give you the red light special all through the night.
Yes.
Yes.
A red light
special. Are you crazy, sexy, or are you cool?
I'm crazy.
You're a triple cancer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm triple crazy. Yeah. But see, like, I'm crazy, but then I'm sexy crazy, and then I'm cool. Because I got a little cool, but, like, it's not all the way. You know, you don't hear the L, really.
I'll say I'm a combination of all three. I'll admit that I'm a little crazy, too.
Yeah.
I'm crazy sexy, and I'm sexy crazy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So, like, I make crazy sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I'm not a freak, you know, because crazy sexy, I'm like, there are some freaks out there.
Yeah.
The older I get and stuff I hear from my friends, I'm like, you did that?
Like, what? This is not something that was made up?
Yeah.
Like, y'all do that for real?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm just doing some puppy play with this cute boy I found online.
Puppy
I'm like,
play?
What?
What the fuck?
I'm like, I can't. I like to act, but I cannot be like, this is my man, we're wanting to have a family together one day, and then at some point during our sexual adventures, I'm like going around our apartment being like, like, yeah, no.
No.
But if you do it, hey, do you.
Yeah. Right.
It's
you.
Not my business.
Nope.
Okay.
However, what will be happening over here?
Nope.
Okay.
It ain't happening over here.
Yeah.
If it's happening in your bedroom, more power to you.
Yeah,
Snoopy,
for
don't
sure.
Like it. I love it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But.
But I don't love it.
I don't love it enough to do
but
it.
But I don't love it.
Hey. I don't love it enough.
Yes.
You know?
Work.
I don't know how we got down that wormhole, but that was good.
Man, I don't know either. Okay. So what's your routine like in general? Like when you get ready or whatever, when you prepare for a show?
I like to definitely have my cigarettes next to me. If I have a nice little glass of wine, maybe a bottle of beer, and I drink that slowly. That's usually listening to my library of music I want to eventually perform to is another thing I do. Yeah, and just look in the mirror a lot.
Yeah.
I just bought this new mirror that is kind of magnifies a bit, and it's changed my entire life. The blending I do now is like on point, and I'm really feeling it. It just, like, you're just here.
Yeah.
But you can't reverse it, because if you reverse it, then you see everything.
You're like, no.
Ooh,
no. No,
girl.
Honey, no.
Absolutely not. Okay, so we know you from Bingo,
yes.
As we said before. How did you come up with hosting Bingo?
Just after the popularity of Dragnet, I was asked, our TNT opened up. And they were, like, wondering, the people that manage and own it were wondering what to do with the bar to make it different than Metropolitan. And they kind of decided to make it into a drag bar. And one of the bartenders asked me, like, hey, would you be interested in coming along to TNT and doing, a game night? So we started with the Mary Cherry game show. And I did trivia every other week, and then the weeks I wasn't doing trivia, I would do Bingo. And I got sick and tired of fucking trivia all the time. Like, as you know, I still do trivia.
Yeah.
It's, but it's like when we come back from a break, I ask 3 questions. Whoever gets it right gets a free shot from the bar. But we were doing a whole fucking night of trivia.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't. And people got, the people would come particularly for trivia, and they would get mean when, like, either if I didn't get the answer correct.
Oh my God. Or
they were like, no, that's not the answer. I'm like, yeah, it is. I'm like, you know, well, Google. I'm like, well, Google, but.
I mean, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm the one who says what answer is right.
Yeah, exactly. So after a little over a year of doing that, I decided to just move to bingo. So we just did I Fucked Bingo, because that was what, when you get bingo at I Fucked Bingo, you have to say I Fucked Bingo.
And yeah, why
bingo.
Did you come up with that?
I just, like I say, when I explain it to people, I get tired of people saying bingo. It's so boring. So I Fucked Bingo was just a thing I would do. I started doing bingo at another place. For another bar, just to cover a friend, and I think that's probably why the bartender even thought of me for it, to be honest. And I hated that people would say that. I'm like, okay, bingo. So I just say I Fucked Bingo, and people would love the fact that I said that. So when I decided to change the name and change over to bingo, I was like, that should be the name, you know? And also, it's very not prestigious, pretentious to have the name of your event, and, you know,
right,
as your name as well. Yeah, that's yeah, okay,
we get it.
You could, hopefully you guys get it too.
Thank you for thinking of the listeners. Yeah. Yes,
man, you love saying I Fuck Bingo.
Yeah,
yes.
Especially what happens when you fuck bingo. You get shots, you get bananas.
Yes.
Yes. Wafers.
Random. The last 2 weeks, we've been giving away a lot of Halloween prizes as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Fun, fun, fun.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I would have to say Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, I love Reese's Pieces. I also like Kit Kats.
I love
Snickers.
Kit Kats. Yes.
Snickers. I like the chocolate mix because I normally don't eat chocolate by itself. I actually hate chocolate by itself. But if you put a caramel in there...
That's like me.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah. Cool. I've never met anyone like that.
Everyone always looks at me like I'm like, you really don't
I
like...
I would say she's just like
chocolate. It's like, you have to explain this.
Yeah.
But I love me some hot chocolate, though.
Oh, of course. That's totally different, okay. Though. Yeah, for sure.
That's liquid. For someone who loves all chocolate, I don't understand. Like, chocolate is chocolate. Yeah. How would you hate chocolate but love hot chocolate? That doesn't make sense to me.
Have you ever had s'mores? Ugh.
Yeah.
I want a s'more right now.
Oh my God.
There's sometimes a Groupon where you can go to a s'mores bar. Like, it's not a s'mores bar.
Okay.
But, like, kind of like how they bring hookah to you. It's like they bring, like, coal.
Oh,
you can make your own s'mores, like, all the ingredients.
What?
And I might have available on Groupon. I've done it.
That's like a place to go to?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to do Groupon.
No, but yeah.
It's called DTUT, like Downtown Uptown, and it's
I can't believe that, though.
And I think Murray Hill.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
That does sound cool. Wow, people come up with really cool ideas.
Yeah.
They do. The Mac Bar.
I love that place.
Because... there's so many fucking ways to...
make up some mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I want some now.
Man.
Yeah. I had some last night. That was great.
I love it. I think we just have to one more question.
Okay.
You want to ask it since you have it up there?
Tell us about the Nightlife Awards.
The Brooklyn Nightlife Awards. So I started the Brooklyn Nightlife Awards almost 4 years ago. It's because, So I started about 4 years ago, and for years, even before I was in nightlife, I thought that there needed to be something to really highlight the people that were doing amazing things in Brooklyn. DJs, bartenders, nightlife photographers, bloggers,
wow,
drag queens, burlesque, boylesque, circus performers. There's, I think, 24 categories.
Wow.
And we may have more next year. I think we're actually going to have more. I just hate carrying all those bricks. The awards are bricks.
Ooh,
so
that's a lot of bricks.
Yeah, it's a lot of bricks. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's turned out to be an amazing event. I have a great time planning it. It takes up a good 3 months of my life.
Wow, 3 months
of my life is just all Brooklyn Nightlife Awards.
Wow.
But it brings a lot of people in the community out. And it, like I said, it highlights very important people. And I made a rule that if you win 1 year, the next year you can't win. But the year after that, you can. But it's important to me that it's not just a popularity contest. It's really paying respect to the people that are working hard, because it is an industry. It's a multi-million dollar industry.
Right.
And the people that work in it, if we didn't exist, you'd just be at a bar listening to a jukebox.
Right.
Drinking beer and talking to your friends.
Boring.
Right, right.
Yeah.
No offense to talking to friends. No.
No offense.
You know, or on their phone. They'd be on their phone. You know, really, actually. But
right.
You put a drag queen in there. You put a DJ in there. You put a performer in there. And bartenders.
Yeah.
It becomes a thing.
Yeah.
So, last question. Because I didn't ask the last question.
Oh!
What's up next for you?
I'm working on a project. I'm working on two projects right now for TV. What I hope to be on TV, or at least, you know, a syndicated, or not syndicated, but a well-known blog company.
Mm-hmm.
My one show I'm thinking of doing is called Legends Who Lunch. And I want to take 12 people that are legendary people in New York nightlife, were part of New York nightlife and were involved in shaping it on what it is today. And I want to interview them and really get to know those people and really talk to them, because you know them in passing. I'm sure there are tons of people that say they know me, but do you? You know?
Right.
Let's get to know these people, you know? And all you have to do is ask questions.
Yeah,
I love it. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I'd love to watch it.
Yeah. You know what would be really funny, too?
Hmm.
Like, legends after, like, the nightlife. Like, you get them for the first cup of coffee, like, after they leave, whatever.
Oh,
they're
that
doing.
Could be
that interesting. Would be, like, the after hours, like, get their real thoughts on something.
Yeah.
That could be interesting, actually. Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the other idea?
I'm working on a show called The Tea. And,
okay.
It would be a lot of different.
Love it.
Girl.
Sip it.
Okay, 2 scoops of sugar, please.
Yes!
A little milk.
A little milk.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
In my mug.
Yeah.
All right.
So the tea, it's going to be a mixture of characters, some drag queens, just some comedians, fabulous people. And we want to kind of loosely base it off of just strong opinionated people that get together and talk about current events. We also want to add like a little camp comedy to it. So we're going to have little skits. It's kind of going to be, for me, I think we need to figure things out. I think that's what, yeah, things, we're still working things out for sure. We're in the deliberation period right now.
Okay.
Like really fine tuning things and make it into something that will be interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's going to take some time though.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
Mary
Cherry?
Oh, girl. She's all over the place. My regular gigs are TNT every Thursday from 7 to 10. Northbury or North 7th and Barry.
Right.
And then every third Thursday, I'm at Metropolitan Bar. Every Saturday, I'm at Love Gun, which is one of the newest gay bars in Williamsburg right now. And I'm there every Saturday. And then every second Friday, I'm at Happy Fun Hideaway, DJing with my friend David John Sokolowski.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm actually going to be starting a party with Kevin Enviant. I don't know if you guys know, but he is the mother of the house of Enviant. And Enviant is one of the houses that came after House of Libesia.
All right, we learned a lot about some houses today. Yeah. Yes.
So they want to do a party with me, and I'm really excited about it. It's two very powerful, strong black gay men who want me to be the only host for their event, and I'm really excited about it. I love the idea of working with powerful, strong women.
Yes. Shout out to you. Yeah. You mean you making things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying. You know, I don't want to, I don't want it to be for nothing, you know?
I mean, it doesn't sound like it at all.
Not at all. Not at all. Yeah.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And are you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
I'm on all of that, except for Snapchat, because I don't get it.
I love Snapchat.
I don't get it. Oh, I'm like, God. The bell. I'm like, why am I taking a picture of myself in the bell? Why do you need to do that?
In a bell?
Oh, in the ghost. In the
ghost.
Yeah,
the ghost.
In the ghost.
Okay,
that's
what's
their
it
logo.
For? So?
That little thing is when you want to add somebody else to Snapchat. That's your Snapchat code. So they take a picture of that little thing. And then when they want to add you, they go to their picture photo album, and Snapchat will scan that picture. And that's how I add you as a friend. Instead of having to go through and type your name or whatever, try to find you, you can do it through Snapchat code. That's what it is. Everybody's little yellow thing is unique to their username.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's a ghost.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Have you ever taken a picture of it? Mm-mm. Oh, so like it'll tell you... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 yeah. And it takes like 15 pictures, and then you just animate all day. At your picture, your avatar is an animation of all the pictures that it took of you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, why would you want to do that all day?
No, you don't want to do that all day.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's what, if somebody were looking at your Snapchat Abby all day, that's what you would be doing.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm sure there's somebody who's strategic, who did it well enough where it looks like they're doing some movement.
I didn't hear Michael Jackson.
Right.
Interesting.
I can't do it. Okay. Shit, I'm not cool enough. But Snapchat is really fun.
Okay.
You get to like record 10-second videos. I like to tell jokes. I like to talk about people who I see walking in the street. There's Snapchat thoughts who like to give fake inspirational quotes in the morning. Like, bitch, please. You over there laid up under some nasty dude and you're talking about something. Don't let him tell you how to live your life.
I love people who tell funny stories on Snapchat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, if they happen to tell a funny story.
Yeah.
I'm just not hip to it, I don't think. I'm just the kids these days.
I mean, it's just something else to do, I guess, and they get addicted to, and blah, blah, blah.
I'm addicted to Instagram now, because even with Facebook, I'll, like, see a photo, I'm like, oh, it just...
Yeah, I'll be trying to like it, and it doesn't work.
Do you remember when Facebook, everyone was boycotting, I don't know if you were a part of it, but people were boycotting Facebook? I disabled my account and all that. I was like, I'm done with Facebook. Because Facebook's been attacking people's names. Like mostly drag queens and whatnot like that.
Yeah,
trans people.
Yeah, that happened to Brie and Afrika. Accounts got canceled.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So people left Facebook and went to this other site. I forget what it's
called. I mean, like, okay.
That's the other site.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm I'm all for solidarity, but okay. Like,
it was becoming a thing. Over. Everyone, like, a lot of people in my community were.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was a thing. It was a thing. And people
never were. Last.
Yeah, people were like, oh, just so you know, I'm ending my Facebook account. If you want to reach me, find me on this. And there are still people that are not on Facebook that are still on that site, actually.
Wow.
I forget. But I messaged my friend. And then she didn't message me back. I mean, obviously, she wasn't a close friend. But she messaged me back a month and a half later. She's like, oh, sorry. I, like, really only check my Facebook, like, once every few months. I'm on so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I went back. I was like, girl, this ain't the tea. But one of my issues was...
Angel Fire. You're on Angel
right.
Fire.
What the fuck? That GeoCities? Right.
Like, but I went back and, like, whenever I would see a photo I liked, I wanted to like it, but there was no like button, and I remembered just that driving me crazy.
Like, what's the point?
What is the point of this site?
I can't like anything. Yeah. I actually have to like something mentally.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
It's 2015, okay?
Okay, get it together.
Yeah, so where can we find you on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook?
Twitter, Mary Cherry. Yeah.
And you spell Mary with an I-E.
M-E-R-R-I-E Cherry.
Oh!
Wouldn't
that be cool if there was like an emoji for that?
Yeah.
For that sound?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yes, an emoji
for that. It would just be called a cherry. I think you have do you have an emoji for a cherry?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And then Mary Cherry Instagram is Mary_Cherry, and then my Facebook is Mary Cherry 1.
All right.
I was the first Mary Cherry on Facebook, and then this like lady boy on in Taiwan. Became Mary Cherry 2.
Boo.
Like 2 years later.
Okay.
And I was like, boobs.
Thumbs down. Yeah. Not original.
Yeah.
Wow. Well.
Yeah. Find me. Let's be friends.
Yeah.
And I'll follow you back on Instagram if you have cool photos.
I mean, well, that's like, yeah.
You just can't
follow everyone back. Because.
I know people that... Or like, I'm not going to follow that person. I don't know them. I'm like, I don't even know you. It's Instagram. It's whatever. But if you're posting interesting photos, especially if you're from a different part of the world.
Right, me, yeah.
Like, yeah, I would love to see what you're doing.
Some people have really cool photos.
Yeah.
That you don't know.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So much fun. This was great.
Cool. Yes.
So, Ari, where can we find you?
Oh, this is like an old school thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing that anymore. We can take it back. That's fine. We don't have to do that. That's right.
You can find the podcast.
Yes.
At PLD Podcast on Twitter.
I'm so glad you said that because I was going to tell them something wrong. I'm a high and I forgot. I was going to say potluck dinner at twitter.com.
And potluck dinner on SoundCloud.
Yes.
Have a good night, guys.
Yep.
Good morning. Afternoon.
Whenever you're listening. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's nighttime here.